Good morning. My name is Alan Hopper, and I'm the litigation director for the National ACLU Legal Department's Drug Law Reform Project. I'm one of the attorneys who represented Dr. Kraker in the DEA administrative law proceedings before Judge Bittner. The ACLU is involved in this case because we firmly believe that patients like Angel Raich should be able to get their medicine from a pharmacy just like everyone else, rather than being forced to risk arrest and prosecution. And we agree with Justice Breyer of the U.S. Supreme Court, who said in Angel Raich's case that medicine by regulation would be preferable to medicine by referendum. And what he meant by that was it would be better to have marijuana reviewed by the FDA to determine its safety and efficacy as a medicine, rather than having a patchwork of individual state laws governing medical marijuana access. And while the ACLU certainly supports all of the individual state medical marijuana laws, and we've defended them and will continue to do so against legal challenge whenever is necessary, we also believe that marijuana ought to be approved as a medicine by the FDA. But, unfortunately, the regulatory process has been blocked at every turn by NIDA and by DEA. That's what this case is about. That's why it's so important. And after 9 days of hearings and testimony, documentary evidence, hundreds of pages of legal briefing, Judge Bittner found that Dr. Kraker's application should be granted. And in a very thorough, well-reasoned 87-page decision, Judge Bittner ruled that the current supply of marijuana for legitimate medical research is insufficient, and that there was no meaningful risk of diversion of any of the marijuana that's to be grown by Dr. Kraker to improper non-research purposes. Now, these are the primary legal criteria for determining whether a license like this ought to be granted, and Judge Bittner properly found in Dr. Kraker's favor on both. Now, in concluding that the current supply of marijuana for research is insufficient, Judge Bittner acknowledged that NIDA does have a significant stockpile of marijuana, but that wasn't enough. Judge Bittner recognized, most importantly, that legitimate researchers with FDA-approved research protocols had repeatedly been denied access to marijuana. And for that reason, found the current supply to be insufficient. Now, as for the risk of diversion, Judge Bittner reviewed Dr. Kraker's impeccable credentials. She reviewed the University of Massachusetts at Amherst's complete support and approval of Dr. Kraker's project and found that there was no meaningful risk that any of the marijuana to be grown by Dr. Kraker would be diverted to improper uses. For these reasons, Judge Bittner reached the only conclusion she could under the governing law and the facts presented at the hearing. And she found that Dr. Kraker's application should be granted. And we're here today because Judge Bittner has now formally transmitted that decision to the Deputy Administrator of the DEA for a final decision. We're now just one step away from marijuana being able to enter the FDA approval process and from finally allowing this important question to be answered by science rather than politics. And we're confident that the Deputy Administrator will do the right thing, accept Judge Bittner's recommendation and approve Dr. Kraker's application, but we're also very prepared, if she does not, to go into the Federal Court of Appeals and force DEA to do the right thing. Thank you for your attention.